Well, as it says, we're going to the communion table this morning. First Corinthians 11 reads, beginning in the 23rd verse, it says, Paul speaking, "For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Excuse me. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup and supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me." Now, a good rule of biblical understanding is when God says something twice, pay attention. So, at this table, wherein we are remembering Jesus Christ, we have a cup of wine and a piece of broken bread. I would have you turn to the book of Ephesians, the second chapter. The 11th verse. We are at this table, and we may participate worthily when we discern in our participation Jesus Christ. And the 11th verse says, and I'd recommend to anybody to spend time this week reading the book of Ephesians. But at this table it says in the 11th verse, "Wherefore remember that ye, being in past times Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision," listen, "in the flesh made by hands, that at that time, ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise." There are over 8,800 promises of God, any one of which we may grab hold of by faith and make it ours. Let's go on. Strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world, but now in Christ Jesus, you who were sometimes But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace and has made both, who's the both? The uncircumcision as well as the circumcision made by hands. For he is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity. What's the enmity? Even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, those who followed the ordinances and those who didn't follow the ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace. And that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity. My translation says, thereby, the marginal references say, in himself, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off and to them that were nigh. For through him, that is Jesus Christ, we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. This cup, it's a cup of wine. It's a symbol. It's a symbol of the blood of Christ. And the scriptures tell us implicitly that the life of the soul is in the blood. Therefore, the cup not only represents the blood, but it represents the life. That life. Christ Jesus. By his blood. To us who were sometimes afar off, has made us nigh, near, with, unto God. Think of that. And remember, and remember, but now in Christ Jesus are we made nigh by the blood of Christ. Which he gave for us. What grace is there in this remembrance? That meaning, nothing we did. It's unmerited favor. And it's of Christ Jesus, to the praise and glory of his name. Take the cup. By faith in Christ, where God has placed us, take it. In Christ. Two elements at this table. It says, for he is our peace, in the 14th verse, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, the law of commandments contained in ordinances. For to make in himself of the two one new man, so making peace. There are two different forms of the Greek word peace in the 14th. One is, it's a noun, it's nominative, feminine, singular. In the 15th verse, the last word, both are the generic, is the word peace, but in the 15th verse, it's in the accusative. It means that which is being done on us, an outside agency. Paul says, I delivered unto you that which I also received. Peace, Irene. The essence means set together again. And in Christ Jesus have we all the promises of God. Isaiah 53 tells us that he is our shalom. little different twist on that word. Shalom meaning wholeness. When we are set together again in Christ, we have the wholeness, and part of that wholeness is health, healing. And we understand in Christ, God is not against us anymore because He has made us. He, God, is doing this one in Christ Jesus. By His body, He has slain that which was against us, even the commandments, the ordinances, and we take this cup or this bread, looking through it unto Jesus, and we thank Him for His peace. We thank Him for the wholeness we have in Him. We thank Him for the wellness we have in Him. As declared by Isaiah, we thank Him. For by His stripes, that is, by His body, we are made whole. Take it in Jesus. Amen.